Good morning. It's 6:04. I'm Mitch Wertley with VPR News. Vermont state officials say a massive outbreak of COVID-19 among Vermont inmates held at a private prison in Mississippi is now over. 185 inmates, more than 80% of the Vermont prisoners held at Tallahatchie County Correctional Facility, were infected by the coronavirus. Secretary of Human Services Mike Smith says now almost all of the Vermont inmates are in recovery. Smith says the Mississippi inmates will be tested again September 28th as part of the state's strategy to conduct regular mass testing at all correctional facilities. Smith says the state is also working with CoreCivic, the company that runs the Mississippi prison, to make sure health measures are being followed.
Still in discussions with CoreCivic on making sure that we don't have spread from other parts of that facility.
Smith says the state will have access to the prison's internal cameras to monitor compliance. Vermont's health care reform system has missed important participation targets for 2 years in a row now, and the federal government has put the state on notice. Agency of Human Services Secretary Mike Smith said the health care model, known as OneCare, needs an overhaul.
The Vermont All-Payer Accountable Care Organization Model Agreement that we have has been named as as innovative, but that's in theory. And we need to be better at operationalizing this model.
The U.S. Department of Health and Human Services sent the state a letter last week and said federal support could be pulled if Vermont does not do a better job serving Medicare patients. The Scott administration says the next 4 to 6 weeks will be a critical time for the state's tourism industry, and that's one of the reasons it is updating its Vermont travel map. The map lists all of the counties in the Northeast and the Middle Atlantic states and assigns them a color. If the county has an infection rate similar to Vermont, it's colored green. But if the rate is significantly higher, then it's identified as being yellow or red. Any person from a yellow or red county must quarantine for a week and have a negative COVID test or quarantine for 2 weeks before coming to Vermont. Governor Scott is urging visitors to follow those rules.
So while we look forward to welcoming all who are following those travel policies, if you're from a county in the red or yellow, please follow the quarantine guidance or stay home.
The map can be found at accd.vermont.org. Eye in the sky for today, mostly sunny, a little smoky haze, not as cool, highs upper 50s to low 60s.